Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who's screaming from the rooftops for the big banks to help out America's small businesses, the Robin Hood of small business.
Now, don't be serving the banks. Hell, we fired our CEO and he barely got out with $50 million.
Oh, man, is he okay?
Well, as okay as you can be in the north of France.
Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure, and especially when we get a chance to bring our good friend Peter Meyer back on the show. We always like having Peter join us again because we always get smarter when he joins us. Peter is coming up on 14-year member of our Brain Trust. He's the author of a couple of my favorite books, especially Warp Speed Growth and Creating and Dominating New Markets. That's clearly one of my favorite books in my library. He's our good friend Peter Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Jim, it's a pleasure to be here. And by the way, congratulations a week in advance for your anniversary.
Oh, yeah. Thank you. Boy, you're such a nice... Peter's such a good human being. He always remembers folks. He always remembers our anniversary. Thank you for that. Yeah, next week. In fact, a week from today will be my 17th anniversary. Literally, that day, on that day, will be the 17th anniversary. How about that?
Congratulations.
Yeah, thanks. I'm still amazed that we've been able to keep doing it. And what's maybe more amazing is I still love it.
What's less amazing is how good you are at it.
Thanks, I appreciate that. Okay, so let's get down to business. One of the things that I've been working on for a long time now, for 17 years basically, is helping small business owners believe that they have brands, that they have a brand, that they have more than one brand, that they have a brand message, they have brand power. Because for almost the entire 20th century, Peter, as you know, Madison Avenue was all about building all these huge brands for Coca-Cola and for GM and for IBM and et cetera, et cetera. And so us little guys out here on Main Street, we were left to believe that those were brands and whatever we had was some child of a lesser god, right?
I understand your point.
Yeah. and I've been trying to explain to them that they're wrong about that. What do you think?
Well, I always think you're right, Jim. But specifically, I think that branding is something that large corporations sometimes do well, often don't do well, but any small business can do well with almost no budget.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's not about the Madison Avenue Corporation and marketing firms. It's about something else entirely. So we can talk about that if you'd like.
What is the main thing? What do you think is the number one thing that's the most typical of a brand that doesn't require a budget?
Working from what you represent to yourself and your customers as the primary product. So
could we call that values?
Values is part of that, but it's more than values. It's what you want your product to be. If I run a tire store, I'll talk more about this in detail if you'd like, but if I run a tire store, I don't sell tires. Well, I do. But the main product that I sell is me.
Mm-hmm.
And what my customers want to buy is tires, and they want to buy them from me, and people buy from people. In a large corporation or a small corporation, the brand is the person in front of the customer. And that you do not need a bunch of money to manage.
Mm-hmm. Now, that's exactly right because, you know, it's interesting you bring that up. You know, there's a place I buy tires from, and I love telling this story. I took the thing to the guy to put tires on. I've known the guy for a while. And I went back that evening to get my truck. He said, by the way, Jim, you're... When we had your car up on the rack to change the tires, we noticed that you had a radiator leak. So while we had it, we sent it down to the radiator shop down the street. He fixed it, and I just added on whatever he charged for the radiator fix. Now, I got a new set of tires, a radiator fixed, and a whole lot of peace of mind.
And the peace of mind will bring you back to that dealer.
That's it.
Right. So the brand that he is presenting, was it him? The brand that he is presenting to you is not about whether it's Goodyear or whether
that's
it's
right.
A
I don't even remember. Tire. I don't even remember what kind of tires I bought.
No, what do you remember about it?
I just remember.
You remember peace of mind, don't you?
I could count on him. That he was not just selling me tires. He was looking after me and my family.
So let's take a look at that from a large corporation point of view and how hard it is for them to do something that we can do as small businesses right away.
Mm-hmm.
So large corporations spend a lot of money, as you were saying, to build a brand. FedEx built the brand of overnight delivery, and then they sort of
right.
let that go.
Right.
UPS built a brand for delivery, and then they built a brand for being brown. Well, that didn't work terribly well, so that went somewhere else. We'll talk about that after the break.
Yeah, after these messages. We're going to come back and let Peter explain this, folks. Listen to him, ladies and gentlemen. I promise you, if you'll listen to what Peter's saying about your brand and how much you have, how much brand power you have, you'll be more successful going forward. Stay with us. 20 Till. Right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.